Hello, I'm your host, Mr. Chuck, a retired accountant turned truck driver. I reduced my debt in a relatively short period of time. Debt reduction to achieve financial freedom takes commitment, confidence, determination. Financial plan, the final process to create a financial plan and getting here has been a lot of work. Tracking your income and expenses, creating a budget, and getting a debt reduction plan in place. Now, the final step is put down on paper your financial plan. But what is a financial plan? A financial plan is a document containing a person's current money situation and long-term monetary goals, as well as strategies to achieve these goals. A financial plan begins with a thorough evaluation of the person's current financial state and future expectations and may be created independently or with the help of a certified financial planner. You're tracking all your income and your expenses. You're creating a report to give you the totals on a monthly basis so you can use that for your budget for the next month. Then you're putting your actual spending amounts in your budget so you're seeing where your money is going. That is a very good evaluation of your finances. You know you have a lot of credit card debt or just a lot of debt in general, and you've set up a debt reduction plan. These are the things I already covered. Generally, if you would go to a financial planner or look this stuff up on the internet, they would be having you create a financial plan first. But you really cannot create a financial plan first because you don't know what your finances are. So that's why I started in reverse. And if you've done this over the last 3 or 4 weeks and you've done everything that I've told you to do or ask you to do, because you're wanting to get out of debt. And for those of you who are not in debt, but maybe want to reduce whatever debt you have, maybe you already have a financial plan. But now, if you've been tracking your income and expenses, you have a monthly budget and you've been updating that budget, and you know about when your expenses are due and when they're due, so you're planning ahead, you've set up a savings account, you've start building up your emergency fund, you're way ahead. Because now you know more about your finances. So now is the time to put down in a document, write it down on a piece of paper. You can go into a word processor and just put heading, financial plan, and start typing. That's as simple as it is. Because the only thing we're going to do is identify what your current problems are. Step one, identify, I have too much credit card debt. I owe X amount in credit card debts. I have a debt reduction plan. I expect to be out of debt in the next 4 years. Or the credit card debt, credit cards to be paid off within the next 4 years. And that's one of your strategies. What else is the strategy? What else should be in your financial plan? Most all of them is going to say you should calculate your net worth. What is your net worth? That's the assets. That's the current market value of everything you own less everything you owe. So if you have a home and a couple cars and some furniture, what could you sell it for today? That's your value of your assets. Then you subtract from that all your debt. The loan on the home, the loan on the cars, student loans, payday loans, personal loans, and credit card debt. Subtract all that. Is that a positive number? If it's a positive number, that's your net worth. If it's a negative number, that means you owe more in debt than what you have in assets. And that definitely could happen if you have a lot of student loans and you yet to purchase your first home or any other asset that would be of value, a great value. So then you determine your cash flow. We've already done that because you are tracking your income and your expenses, and that's your cash flow. Then you must consider, what are your priorities? Why are you trying to get out of debt? And it's got to be more than, well, because I'm tired of paying all these credit cards and I'm struggling to stay up with it. Well, yes, that may be a good reason. But what else you have in your plans? Are you trying to save money up to build up an emergency fund? That could be a goal. Are you trying to save more money than that to have a down payment for a home or an automobile or a large purchase of an asset? That could be a goal. And one goal that everybody should have once you start working is, I need to save money for retirement. And then if you have children, do you need to save money for college tuition? Because that's going to be a lot. By the time your children are in college, the tuition is going to double, triple, or higher than what it is the day they're born. So if you're even thinking about sending them, or at least giving an option to go to college, you got to start saving for their college the day they're born or before. What is your retirement strategy? No matter what your priorities are, the plan should include a strategy for accumulating the retirement income you need. A comprehensive risk management plan. This review includes a review of life and disability insurance, personal liability coverage, property and casualty coverage, and catastrophic coverage. So what they're saying is you need insurance of all types to cover if anything would go wrong. Plan for the worst, hope for the best. Long-term investment plan. What is your risk tolerance? The younger you are, the more risk you can take because you have more time to recover from a downturn in the market or a downturn in whatever you're investing in. The older you are, the less risk you should be taking because you have less time to recover from a market drop or the price of anything going down. And then we have a tax reduction strategy, a strategy for minimizing taxes on your personal income to extent allowed by the tax code. And that's where your tax preparer comes in. And having more mortgage and more debt to reduce your taxes is not a good way to go. And then we need an estate plan. What are your plans for if you die? How do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be buried? Where do you want to be buried? What kind of funeral do you want to have? All those type considerations. And how are you going to pay for it? If you would die suddenly, how would your family pay for your funeral? Because the funeral director is going to make them feel guilty and have them spend more money than what they can afford. And the purpose of a financial plan is designed to help you make the best use of your money and achieve long-term financial goals. Whether they are sending your children to college, buying a bigger home, leaving a legacy, or enjoying a comfortable retirement. How do you write a plan? You can write a plan yourself or enlist the help of a planner. The first step is to calculate your net worth, identify your spending habits. Once this has been documented, you can consider long-term objectives and come up ways to achieve them. What are the key components? The key components doesn't have to be a set format, although the good ones do tend to focus more or less on the same things. After calculating your net worth and spending habits, you explore your financial goals and figure out ways to make them achievable. Usually this involves some form of budgeting and creating a means to put money away every month. To ensure that you live comfortable for the rest of your life, it's generally advisable to devise a retirement, risk management, and long-term investment strategy to keep taxes expense to a minimum. Very good points. I have in my show notes links to these articles. That one was from, I believe, investopedia.com. The other one I have is from Ben Franklin or franklintemplington.com, and they take a little bit of a different approach. What is financial planning? Financial planning is a step-by-step approach to meet one's life goals. Very good. You need to be in control of your income, expenses, and investments such that you can manage your money and achieve your goals. What's the benefits? Increase your savings, enjoy a better standard of living, be prepared for emergencies, attain peace of mind. The bigger your emergency fund, the more peaceful you're going to be and the happier you're going to be throughout your life, because you don't have to worry about where's the money going to come from if my car breaks down? How am I going to get money to pay my mortgage if I'm unemployed? You know, little things like that. Financial planning for life goals. Some of them is wealth creation. How do you create your wealth? Retirement planning. How far ahead? The sooner you start, the better off you're going to be. If you're 25, you're going to be a whole lot farther ahead when you retire. If you start saving a little bit every year, then if you start when you're 55. Your children's education, how are you going to pay for it? And saving taxes. Again, that's where your tax preparer could help you. Why is it critical? Well, you got to plan for expenses because we have inflation. And what you buy today is going to cost you more tomorrow. That's just a fact of life. So you need to keep your debt under control so that you always have enough money that you can use to buy the things you need, such as food and gas for the car, or have a big enough savings account so you have a down payment when it's time to replace your automobile. So you need to understand your current financial situation. I think we do now, because if you've done the tracking and you created your budget and you created a debt reduction plan, you got a very good grip on your current financial situation. One, you know you owe a lot of credit card debt. Two, you know what's coming in. You know where your money's going out. And you can look and cut back in areas in order to speed up that process. Quit wasting your money. Instead of wasting your money, put it in a savings account and build up that emergency fund. And you can look at different investment options. Once you get that debt under control, what are you going to do with that money? You're going to have a whole lot more money. And you get those credit cards paid off. You should be looking at, I need to put money away for my retirement. You need to put money away for your children's education, maybe. You need to put money away to maybe buy a second home, a vacation home, or to move to a larger home or a different location for whatever reasons. That's all part of this financial plan. The more you plan, the more you think about your future, the more you consider these things, the better off you're going to be. And if you don't know what you're going to do with your money, put it in your emergency fund, build it up. Once you get 3 months or so, put in a high yield savings account. Once you get more than 20, 30, or 40,000 in the high yield savings account, now we look at the stock market. Where can you invest it? And that's where a financial planner can help you invest your money based on what the risk you're willing to take. And the risk you're willing to take is dependent on your age. The younger you are, the more risk you can take. The older you are, the less risk you should take. And you need to monitor your financial plan on a regular basis. Meaning, look at what you wrote down a year ago. Are you still on track to achieving those goals and those strategies? Maybe you need to change it up a little bit. Did something in your life change? Where you have an illness, a new illness in your family, some type of illness? Or did you maybe you've moved to that other home, your dream home? Or maybe you already upgraded your automobile. You need to update your plan once you achieve some of these goals. And you need to make these goals somewhat achievable so you have success. If you say, I want to have $100,000 in my emergency fund, and it's going to take you 20 years to do it, you'll give up. You may not ever achieve it because it's going to take too long. So make your goal of 10,000, and maybe you achieve it in a year and a half, and you achieved a goal, and then you increase it another 10,000, and maybe you achieved it in a year. So you're speeding up the process, and you're achieving your goals faster. Why are you speeding up the process? Because maybe you got your debt under control. Maybe you no longer have a lot of credit card debt. Maybe you've got your budget under control and you knocked out a lot of things you were spending money on that you're no longer using or no longer needed because of things that changed in your life. So that freed up some money to speed up your savings. There's a lot of factors in there. So you need to go through and look at them and update things as your life is changing. I know you may not have time to do it, but just take a few minutes, maybe every once a week or so, or every couple months or once a quarter. Just look at it. You don't have to do anything at that point, but then it keeps you thinking about what you're trying to achieve. It reminds you what you're trying to do. And look at your debt reduction plan. Are you still on track? Are you doing everything you want to do? Have you stopped creating new debt? Are you making the minimum payment on all your credit cards and all your other debt? Are you accumulating more money in your emergency fund? Have you achieved the $500 and you got way more than $500 in your savings account? Maybe you need to up the emergency fund to $1,000 and then slow down on paying that debt for a little bit, but you're going to have more money in that emergency fund. Everything affects everything else.
We'll be right back.
Insights into Teens, a podcast series exploring the issues and challenges of today's youth. Talking to real teens about real teen problems. Explore issues from braces to puberty, social anxiety to financial responsibility. Each week, we talk about the topics concerning today's youth. We look at how the issues affect teens, how to cope with these issues, and how parents, friends, and loved ones can help teens handle these challenges. Check out our video episodes on youtube.com/insightsintothings. Catch our audio versions on podcast.insightsintoteens.com or on the web at insightsintothings.com.
So the more you keep in tune with everything going on in your life, the more aware of everything, the better off you're going to be. I'll be back in one moment with my final thoughts and maybe a little bit of a history of what I went through to achieve my financial freedom. If this podcast has been helpful for you, please rate and review it on whichever app you're using. If you know anybody that may benefit from listening to this podcast, please refer them, and I thank you for your time in doing so. Financial plan. You probably think it's a waste of your time and you don't need to do it. But it all comes into play with everything else you're trying to do. How are you going to achieve your debt reduction plan if you don't have an overall plan of what are you going to use the money for once you quit paying off the debt? Once you get the debt under control. And you got to also consider why you're in debt. Was it reckless spending habits, or did you just buy too much stuff that you couldn't afford? Or maybe you had a better job, you borrowed the money, and then you lost the job. And you had to use the credit cards to live off of for a while, and you got way behind. But it doesn't really matter how you got to where you are today. What really matters is where are you going to be in the future, and how are you going to get there? That's what a financial plan is going to do for you. It's going to give you a purpose for your finances. So if you've been tracking your income and your expenses, you created a budget. So you have a target, and you're trying to stay within that target on a monthly basis. And you went through all the detail, all the categories, and looked at everything that you're spending your money on, and you reduced some of that. So you lowered your budget down, which means you increased your savings. And you have a savings account now, and you're building up an emergency fund so that you can prevent getting behind and having to use credit cards. And then you've created your debt reduction plan. And you're quit creating new debt, and you're doing a good job on that. You're making the minimum payment. You're building up your emergency fund. You build it up past what you want to have, and then you're applying the money to one of the debts to pay it down quicker. Everything affects everything else. So now, once you get that debt, you're on track of getting out of debt. And maybe it'll be 3 or 4 years, but now is the time to start looking forward. What are you going to do with all that extra money you're going to have? Because maybe you'll get a couple pay raises. And then the less debt you have, the more money you have available. The first thing is, you don't want to get back into the old spending habits. You want to put money into a retirement account, at least 5%, 10% of your income. Especially if you have a retirement account through work and you have some type of employer match. You want to put in the amount to maximize your match. If you don't have an employer retirement plan, then an IRA is the way to go, and put in the $5,000 or $6,000 a year that you're allowed to put in there. That's going to help reduce your income taxes for federal and state, if you have state income taxes, and it's just going to help you. And you're putting money away for the distant future, for when you retire. Maybe Social Security will provide you with enough income, but wouldn't it be nice to have an extra lump of money that you could use if you want to do something more than just pay your monthly bills? That's what a financial plan is going to do for you. It's going to help you stay on track. It's going to help you move forward down the road. Now, my personal life, I really never had any type of plans until it was almost too late. The reason I wanted to get out of debt, and I then devised my debt reduction plan, is I was getting close to retirement. And I know that with the debt I had, that by using Social Security and whatever money I had saved up, I was going to be hurting to even just pay my monthly bills. So I made a plan. And I came up with my debt reduction plan, which I'm telling you all about. And it's really helped. I spent my whole life, probably 25 years, just trying to stay out of credit card debt. And I was probably doing it the way everybody does it. I was putting an extra $100, $150, sometimes $500 a month towards that debt. And I really didn't have any substantial savings. And then something would happen. I would need tires for the car, or I would need to buy a battery for that. And I had to use a credit card. And then my debt got bigger. And I was just wasn't able to keep up with it, and I got behind. If I would have had an emergency fund, so when I needed the tires or that battery, I could have paid cash. I could have paid for it and paid it off right away. I wouldn't have been creating more debt. I would have had it under control. That's what I'm doing today. So if that sounds like what you're doing, and I really had no plan, and I inherit money, which I had some money from IRAs I put in when I was younger, And I went and got myself a financial planner to help me invest that money, because I didn't have the time or wasn't willing to take the time to learn everything about the investment that I would be investing in. I had a general idea what to do. But when it came down to actually putting my money in there, I was hesitant and I didn't want to do it. So that's where a financial planner came along, and it's helped me greatly. My investments have grown over time, and I'm in pretty good financial position now with no debt, and retirement is on the horizon, and the sooner the better. And I'm going to live a comfortable retirement life instead of a struggling retirement life and depending on, I won't have to depend on the government to give me pay raises through Social Security, because they're not going to do that. Or if they do, it's going to be very little. So I took care of myself by getting my finances under control, getting my debt under control, and getting my savings and retirement under control. The sooner you do this, if you're 40, you need to start working on it, and you'll be in much better shape by the time your retirement comes up. So stay tuned, stay focused, and keep on track with your budget. Keep tracking your expenses, keep your debt reduction plan in mind, and keep your personal finance plan and your strategies and your goals in front of you so that you know what's going on with your money. You'd be glad you did so.